Food Nation Radio knows that working in a restaurant can really bite the big one.
That's funny. That's funny because it's true.
Got something on your chest you'd like to get off? Go to foodnationradio.com and click the big red email link. You can tell us in your own words what the hell is going on where you work, who treats you okay, who's an a**hole, and so much more. We'll change the pitch of your voice so no one will know that it's you and you'll be protected. Then we'll play it on a future show and we'll see what we can stir up.
Well, what do you say?
Go to our website, click the big red email link, and tell us what's really going on in the kitchen behind the door.
Oh, yeah.
FoodNationRadio.com.
Bring it on.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Each week, we allow servers to opine about customers and who they work for.
Here's number one.
You want to know what pisses me off? People who use my restaurant as a place to make political statements. This is a place where people come to eat, to get away from all the bullshit for a little while and enjoy a great meal.
You know, it makes it really hard because when somebody makes a political statement or gives you some kind of political feedback, you want to try to be balanced. You want to try to give both sides of the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't always do that.
Don't do that. That's not the place for it.
There are some people that really do that.
All right, here's number two.
My boss is a complete jerk who thinks he's funny. So he renamed some of the drinks and foods on the menu using COVID-19 as the theme. So don't get mad at me if I offer you a quarantini from the bar or masked potatoes. I know it's stupid. Just don't order it and he'll stop with the juvenile jokes.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Yes, I'd like a side order of masked potatoes.
It might be too soon for this.
Yeah, it might be.
Just saying.
All right, number three.
I understand you have diabetes. My mom has diabetes, so I know all about it. But I know this is gonna make people upset, but can you please go to the restroom when you have to give yourself an insulin injection? I could tell you a really bad horror story, but I won't.
Where do you take this injection?
Usually you have to pull your shirt up and you give it to yourself right there.
So you stab yourself in the stomach?
Yes.
Doesn't that make you not even want to eat?
That would be why the server sent that comment to you.
Yeah, I don't really want to see that.
No.
It's a medical thing that's really out of control that could be taken care of a lot of times. Unless you have, you know, the kind that juveniles get.
Mm-hmm.
It can be taken care of mostly with your diet.
All right, number four.
Even though we're in a small town, we're only allowed 25% occupancy. Our drive-thru and carry-out business is up 300%. Yeah, we're busier than ever. But I want you to know how much we appreciate you supporting us. Thank you.
See, what's happening is places, particularly with multiple locations, are closing down some of the extra locations and they're consolidating the staff into one location that's mostly doing takeout. So they're all kind of packed like sardines into this one place trying to fulfill all these takeout orders. I don't think people realize how much staff and work goes into that. I mean, at the height of the pandemic, there were only one or two people in there, which I can't even imagine the hell that those people went through. But they have more staff coming back, but they don't have the capacity for full table service because of the 25% thing. And financially, it doesn't pan out to expect most of your money to come from that. So they're still focusing a lot on the takeout. And if you could try to, you know I said this before, try to tip them, that'd be great.
And I like the fact that they're saying, hey, we're busier than ever, but thank you. We may not say it at the time, but we really do appreciate you coming back and supporting us through all of this.
Could be the difference between their kids eating dinner that night.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, quick time out. When we come back, we've got more for you. Wow. This show's moving today.
It really is. I mean, I don't know if I can keep up.
Hang on, buckle up.
Thank you. Attention.
Since no one else will help, Food Nation Radio is the voice of hospitality workers everywhere. And we want to give you the chance to be heard.
Listen up.
Listen up.
Go to Elizabeth's website, foodnationradio.com, and click the big red email link.
the answer to all your problems.
We'll digitize your voice for your protection and play it on a future show.
Just continue to open up your mind.
This is Food Nation Radio Network, streaming live on foodnationradio.com.